Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our community prayer portal call, which is being scheduled for the last Wednesday of each month. And tonight, I just wanted to say a special happy birthday here to my sister, elder, grandma, elder, Jo-T. Happy birthday, 71. Woo!
Thank you.
And it's just really appropriate, as you know, we were waiting for the channel to open, and you know, before this call, as she expressed on the last call, it was really clear that this next prayer portal call was perfect for you to be able to come to us and start talking about the travels and where you have been. And where we as a community are with you and following you and, well, supporting, going wherever Mom has us go. So I just want to say thank you that way, and then we'll get more into that. But welcome, everybody. And just a little refresher of you know, why we're here in this moment, the history and... Well, before 1995, we all knew Jo-T and Russell. We're almost around 30 years now. And in 1995, we created, with Russell and Jo-T being our founders, created and looked for and wanted to have a place where we could pray together and grow our families together and grow our food together and grow ourselves together in consciousness. And that place landed in the Sierra Nevada foothills and in the town of Columbia, and 160 acres in the middle of the Stanislaus National Forest, and we still are stewarding her today. We were up there for about 16 years holding prayers and ceremonies, and a lot of our teachings and trainings in our global university was birthed up there out of trainings that Jo-T and Russell received from the Holy Mother about how to build a sustainable community through our Stargate teachings doorway. And so, you know, I'm very, very grateful for that on this moment of recognizing and honoring your birth and all of the ancestors that brought you here to this moment in time so that we could share this way. And I'm very grateful that my children grew up there and have been touched by this, and so many people around the world. We have a global village. We have a community with land based out of Prague in the Czech Republic. And through the doorway of our community and then the Center for Sacred Studies, which was created out of that in 2001 to help protect our sacred ways of prayers. And it is still the nonprofit organization that is hosting this event this evening. We have close to 250 or over 250 ministers. We have thousands of people in our community. And we are about ready to launch. I'm very excited about this. And thank you, Margine, who is on this call, who is our communication director, who is like the one behind the magic curtain here, organizing this and being our way of communicating with each and every one of you through the website and through the emails, and making sure that we're all kept informed of this global messaging. And we are getting ready to launch May 1st a membership called The Mothership, which is a community-wide membership where we will also have a directory, and we can reach out and see where we all are and see what gifts that we have. I'm so excited. We have been wanting to do this for years, and so this is something that is for our community, and it's by our community, so a place where we can all plug in, where we can volunteer. There will be places where you will be able to connect, give your feedback. We're going to have like a monthly intimate fireside chat with Jo-T. We're going to be offering monthly teachings by, as we say, the beloved elder teachers within the Center for Sacred Studies, our global network, you know, as we did last month and as we have had on these prayer portal calls with astrology, spiritual wisdom, self-care, and there might be other, many other topics and reaching down into our tool boxes of what we might feel appropriate at the time to offer up. We have classes taught by CSS program graduates, and there's so many areas of love and devotion and expertise, and I am in awe. I think I'm in connection with someone, and I think they do one thing, and then I come to find out that they do something totally different, and it's so much more, and I'm so looking forward to having a directory in this membership. So I just want you to keep your eyes peeled and your hearts open so that you can participate in this membership and allow us to see that light that you are sparking on Mother Gaia all around the world so that wherever we are and whatever we might need, we can dial in and say, this is what I'm really needing and where can I find it? And so our network and interweaving the way Mom has brought us all together is growing and it's so rich. So I'm really thankful for Margene and for your design team, for Michelle for putting out and you for offering up the monthly newsletter that we have, for Valerie in the store and the way that she puts out the newsletter of all the events, the amazing prayers that are happening here in Guerneville. All of the prayers and the people that have rolled up their sleeves to make to clean up our town after the flooding. Blessings to those that are coming to pick up the trash. It's been quite intense. People are still digging the mud out from underneath, and so we thank you for your prayers as we thank you for your prayers around the world. And I just want to open up then with a prayer this evening, and I want to include a moment at the end of silence. I'm getting ready to travel down again to Southern California. We'll be packing tonight. Last month on the prayer call, I wasn't able to be here because both my beloved adopted parents were both hospitalized and went down to take care of my mother, and now my father has just come back home, and he is in a hospice situation, and so I'm trying to get there before he crosses. So we'll take a moment of silence then. Let's do that now for all of those, our loved ones who are crossing over, and our families who are needing our prayers. If you just take a breath and feel the silence. Holy Mother, Father God, the four directions, Mother Earth, Gaia, the water, the air, the fire that connects us all. I want to give great thanks for this moment, this day, our lives. Thank you for the breath of life that flows through us, that allows us to be here in this moment in time on this planet. Thank you for those who are crossing over, who are being touched by your grace right now, who are being held by your loving arms, Holy One. Allow them to travel home safely to you and touch those families that are hearts are open with their grief and such passings. We thank you for the ancestors in Star Nation for looking down on us and for praying for us. And with those ancestors, I want to give great thanks and prayers of gratitude for those elders that have come to this planet and those peoples that are taking care of the earth in such a way that she is receiving the payments and the grace of their love and their devotion, that they are listening to the earth and are here tonight in their wisdom through the words of Jyoti and through the words of others that are catching your visions and your dreams and your nudges and your information on how to take care of this Mother Earth of ours. or she is needing us to pay attention and to wake up and take care of those things that bring life, those things that take care of life, those things that sustain life from each and every one of us. Prayers for all of those that are being touched by her fierceness, from the floodings and the fires to the tornadoes and the tsunamis, and for the humanity that is at odds with itself. We pray that we can come back to ourselves, that we can come back to peace and unity and compassion and collaboration, the laws of nature, to guide us once again. As we give thanks for those ancestors, I ask that prayers and grace be given to those that are birthing themselves on this planet right now, for they have a job to do. For those young people who are standing up for the Mother Earth and who are saying, this is wrong. We young ones are here, and we need to stand up so that we can tell our grandchildren what we have done in order to take care of this planet and continue with life. Thank you for them. I wrap my arms around them. Let us support them, encourage them. I am in awe of them. Thank you for their lives. And then for those that are coming, those that are yet to be born, our next seven generations and beyond, I ask that you reach out and touch those that are suffering, those that have not the water or the food. Bless them and allow us to wake up so that we can share what we have in sacred economy, so that all beings may receive the gifts that we have. And as one elder woman, Miriam Webber, says, may the rivers of wealth be undammed and flow freely over the earth. May the gifts move through increased hands until all peoples experience the abundance of life. Thank you for tonight, where we get to receive information so that we can be more conscious and walk more consciously on this earth, so that we can put our hands together and action. For as the Dalai Lama says, prayer is good, and it needs action in order for it to manifest itself. Thank you for the collaboration that is waking up around this planet so that we can all sit around this beautiful Mother Earth and tend to her in the way so that she can continue to support life with us on this planet. Thank you for the breath of life.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful prayer, Darlene.
Well, thank you, sis. I am. Overwhelmed by, your walk, your courage, and by this beautiful global community that has supported this walk that we have been on, and the walk that you have been on before I met you. You know, we all decided to incorporate in this moment, and we all know each other from some place in time, and I'm so grateful for the depth and the richness of this community, because it's that way that we could support you and light our candles and pray for you as you once again stood for all of us and what we believe in, taking care of this Mother Earth and these sacred sites and the people who know how to do that and how to support them and help their lives in such a way that they continue to do that their good work that affects us all. So I just want to say thank you for your life and thank you for your mom who's still with us and in her 90s and your dad that way. You know, this is her birthing day for you today, and all your ancestors and your children and grandchildren and those coming behind you. So thank you for the heart and the ears and the wisdom to listen and to share with all of us. And I just want to say thank you, and I'm so, so very grateful. So I want to turn this over to you tonight, and I'm really looking forward to hearing, because I haven't really got to connect with you yet, to hear all that you have to share. So thank you. And for those that are not on the call and who've signed up, you know, you will be getting that recording. And through the membership doorway, there will be a lot more things offered through that way. So, aho. Thank you, sis.
Aww. Thank you, Darlene. I know it's a big moment for you inside your heart. And so for you to be on this call to start us off with such a beautiful prayer tonight to honor this stepdad of yours and the way that you are and the way you tend to family, our global family, your personal family, our family. You know, I'm just thinking, like you were, as you were telling the story and reminding people of some of the march that we've been on for so long, that, you know, the richness of this walk are the people that have walked with us. And over the, when we first came together, we said we were stepping out of throwaway society, that we were going to have longevity with each other. We knew waking up would be messy at times, but we wanted to be in a community that could be kind and that could hold those processes without projecting all over them and complicating them, but just hold us in those messy moments. And we have, and to the point that we're kind of getting grain-headed now. And so I'm just really thankful for this history that we have with each other, and for many of you that are on the phone that have been walking with us all this time, and some of you are newer, and some of you from the beginning, and some of you have jumped in the middle. But we're all walking together because we had an agreement with each other. A soul group has arrived, and we are it. And that's the richness of the walk, the relationships that we have. I was just listening a few minutes ago to Sybil, who was talking about how Libra is in full moon. She was talking about that during the spring equinox particularly. But it's a time of relationships between self and other. It's a time of relationships and the story of balance. How do we walk in these good ways and stay poised in this moment of transformation and change and still keep our hearts wide open and our deep work still revealing more of our authenticity? You know, so I just want to give a great big gratitude. I want to climb right on that prayer of Darlene's and let it flow out to each and every single one of you that's listening to this call tonight, that you've made a request and that we tried to listen and that we're showing up so that we can dialogue with each other and we can help each other get through these moments that are more challenging and share in the celebration of those moments that are quite full of magic. And that's what I get to bring to you tonight. You know, for some of you that may not know, I want to give just a short clip note kind of moment about the fountain. It's actually called it the fountain. It came many years ago, 2012.
Well,
And the mother started poking me several years before that, and she said, "Daughter, I need you to restore the economy." And I was like, "The economy? I'm not an economist." "Hey, Mom, I think you got the wrong person." But she wouldn't go away, and she kept coming back and poking me with this. And we were down in Brasilia, I think it was 2010, helping to organize the grandmother's event there with Maria Lisi. And that's the first time I personally got to know the four original people of Colombia. And Saga Carmen was there. And several of us women went to sit with her one night, and I told her what I was getting in this vision that kept haunting me. It wouldn't go away. And she said, "It's exactly what needs to happen and for the big shift to take place. And you need to keep on with this."
And so I still resisted for several years, but finally it came in so strong that I went to visit my dear friend Marion Weber, who Darlene was just sharing something that she has on her Flow website. She's an amazing woman of heart and vision. And I went and told her what was happening, and she said, well, go away for a week, and I want you to really set a meditation and see what you get, and then it has to have a mission statement, and bring it back to me, and then we'll see what we're going to do. And so I did, and I received the template, the original template, which had 8 circles on it around, sitting in a circle form with a rectangular box at the bottom, which had to do with collaboration and Earth Initiative. And then each of the seats on this template really had one thread of the Western economic system, which I didn't really understand because, like I said, I haven't really studied in those arenas. But it put those labels down, like impact investing and collaboration. And there was a greenhouse, which had to do with communication across cultures, sacred economies that flow. These kinds of things were there. So I went back with her, and the mission statement I had received was to restore an economic model that's based on collaboration and cooperate and reciprocity, and guided by nature and the sacred. She was so excited about what I'd received that she actually gave us our first seed monies for the fountain. And I gathered up some people and ran and went down to Colombia to meet with the 4 original people. Some of you have heard of one of those 4 is called the Kogi. Many of you have heard of them. But on our fountain, since this visit to Colombia, we've either had representative from the Wiwa or the Kogi or the Arawaka, which are still present on this council and still working and giving us the guidance of the earth. So we went, a small entourage of us went there, including my sister Loretta Afraid of Bear Cook. And we went, and when we got off the plane and we arrived, they had gathered representatives from the 4 nations, and they wanted to know why we had come and what the vision was about. And as I began to share this, and several hours dialogue and discussion followed, one of the Kogi said to me, "Where did you get that image?" And I said, "Well, I got it in meditation. Why?" And he said, "Because that's one of our oldest original symbols, and that's exactly where the fountain should sit, and we want to sit on the fountain." And so they have since that day. I went back home, and I started to really be guided to different people that would want to come and sit on this council and dream. And it was a council that was put together with representatives from the Western culture of our economy, those that had really started stepping out of the box and were listening to the earth and wanted to do something different with her, and were guided by their hearts. And the other half of the circle were our indigenous leaders, and we had a Lakota, and we still have a Lakota represented on there. We have the 4 original peoples of Colombia sitting up on there, and we also have Nigeria represented there. And I was kind of the seat that was the bridge between the two. So that's where we started. And then for 7 years, we allowed, because some of my job, when I receive an archetypal seed like this, what I've found in the past is my job is to protect that seed so that it can have the time it needs to gestate and to start to show us what it's going to be and what its definition is. And in these last 7 years, it has done that. It's brought us into meeting with each other. It was the one that was supporting with the Pahasapa Unity Alliance. The Unity Concert came into place. And that put us on a stage for standing up globally for our sacred sites around the planet. Because what we've come to understand and what the dictate of the Mother Earth is at this point is that she needs her sacred sites restored and reactivated. It's like her once those are done, and once the ceremonies that she gave to the original caretakers start to happen on those sites again, then she will be able to restore her own esoteric body, if you will, so her own health can return, and she can move herself into that fifth dimension, to the next part of our story. So Black Hills became that first site for us to put up a stage and to bring Native and non-Native peoples and youth on the stage, and to bring traditional people with their stories on the stage, to have moments of asking for forgiveness for the history that we've all lived through and that has been devastating to our First Nation peoples around this planet. In honor of the earth and the voice that she's giving us now, which is the time for us to all stand up as one planet with one heart and one people within this cosmic dance that's going on, this great turning time that we are all very present to and involved in and have enlisted to be here now. So with all that said, it became that kind of a movement. The Unity Concert brought together ecological movements and human rights movements and justice movements. It brought all of this together under that focus and that pointed moment of looking at our sacred sites as a place where we begin to come back together as one people. And so the last year that we did that was 2017, and the youth, first there was a proclamation that was signed by many elders that had come to stand in that. It was the year when we were able to bring the water bearers down from Standing Rock and really honor them in a special ceremony that really acknowledged their courage and the rights of Mother Earth in that moment that they got a global attention. Everyone went into a moment of attention during their prayerful way of holding their sacred land and beginning to speak for the waters and the air and the earth herself. It was a poignant moment. And then the youth decided to take it on. And so this year it has moved now into the Lakota National event that's been taking place for over 40 some odd years. And so there was a Night for Unity concert. And so that's where it's landed in its first new incarnation. But many of the elders have been calling Loretta and really want to have it back at Elk Creek so that we can have a more visible moment with the Unity community, as they're calling it. So all of this has flowed from the fountain. And that, and then about a year ago, we started getting direction that it was time now, because it was like the seed had cracked open, and we had to kind of go through a reevaluation. We had to throw things up into the air and see what was done and completed and what needed to land and realign itself with new purpose and new focus. And so that's happened. We now have a whole team of people that are starting to dream this with us. They're extremely committed, and their hearts are on fire with what this mission is about. And they're also very skilled and talented in their own rights, and with their own networks and their own work in the world. Everybody these days seems to be involved in many aspects of caring for our planet and our peoples and this creation. So it's like, so that landed. We've got a new website that you can go to and find out more in what's going on in this current moment. It's called thefountain.earth, and it tells more of the next part of our story. So with all of that said, and the team that's operating, some of what we've done now is I've just come off of my pony. I just parked my pony and got back home after almost a month on the road. And it started so interesting for me because I was about a week and a half before the floods came here, I had said to some of the team members, you know, we just need, when the birth comes, the water comes first, and then the baby. And what we need is we just need that water to come. We need some of those funders to partner with us that are ready for the water to come so they can greet the baby and bring in the other partners that are waiting for that moment of the birth. Little did I know that the day my husband Russ was going to visit his family in Missouri, and I had a plane that I was supposed to be catching to get to Annapolis, where the sacred economy part of this story was going to be meeting. About noon, we were supposed to leave the next morning, and about noon, the day before, my phone started going off with all this crazy racket. There was an alarm that was evacuate, evacuate now. My house, I wasn't worried about because it's up on high ground. People had gone to the center and moved things 2 feet high so that things wouldn't get hurt, because within the store, Valerie has done such an amazing job of getting sacred art and traditionally made baskets and necklaces and all kinds of amazing things. And it's on consignment so that the people that bring them to us, the monies can go back to the different villages. And this is international. It goes to a lot of different places from around the planet. So we wanted to be sure to take care of all of that. So some of our community went over and helped to move it 2 feet high. We figured that might be high enough, but the flood never came into our store, though it went into many other stores along our main street. So I had to pack real fast and throw my duds in a suitcase, because Russ and I, 30 minutes after we left town on the only road that was left to get out of Guerneville, the river came over and took the road, and then it became much like an island space, they said. And we camped out in a hotel near the airport for 2 days. But I said to Russ, because this was the biggest flood that we've had here in Guerneville since 1983, I think it was, or 86. And so I said to Russ, wow, that was a lot of water. This is going to be a big baby. Oh, my goodness. It was epic proportions of a baby that started to show itself to us. I arrived in Annapolis, and there were about 15 people. Half of those were on Zoom because they were in different parts of the world and the country, and others were there on site with us. What I discovered is that Stephen Lumvick, who has been heading up this part of our project, he has been cultivating over many years these relationships with people that are doing outstanding things on the earth and for the earth. And so there, we all arrived with a thread we had been holding that we'd been working on for up to 30 years, like Darlene talking about. We've been holding this thread and weaving it for up to 30 years. We all ended up in the same room together to acknowledge each other, to make relations with each other, and to dream together and meditate together so that we could listen to the instruction of the earth and see what that intelligence needed us to do next in order to really respond to the changing times that we're in. So before the 3 days that we were together were over, through our ceremony, through our visioning work, through taking the moments to listen to each other and to respond to each other and to enrich and deepen those dialogues, we came out of that understanding that the sacred economy needed to pour into the sacred lands so that that could care then for the original peoples of those sacred lands, those sacred cultures. And that is the mandate of the next part of our story. And so I left there. Ken Katani was going to be meeting me there, and then we were going down into Colombia to meet Mindahi, who had been working on, along with Ken, have been going to some of the sacred sites and restoring them through ceremony and laying down payments, laying down prayers. And the way that they talked to me about the difference between an offering and a payment Well, the offering is like if I were to go and buy some roses that I want to bring and put on my altar and make an offering there with my love and my devotion. That would be my offering. A payment would be that I would get a piece of land, and then I would dig that land and fertilize it, fix it, make it ripe for the rose bush. And then I would plant that rose bush, and I would water it, and I would make sure that things, that it was protected, that it was taken care of so it could grow in a healthy and strong way, so those blossoms could be full of the perfume of life and of this earth and the beauty that she makes through those roses. And then I would lay my prayers down before I gathered those roses, and I would bring those roses to my altar. That would be a payment. You can feel the difference. So they're laying down these payments when they go to these sacred sites. And they bring elders from the four original people and from Central America mostly. But South America, Central America, and North America were all operating on the condor and eagle prophecy that Mindahi and Ken spoke about 2 months ago. And so if many of you were on that, if you weren't, you can, I think through the mothership, they're going to have them in an archive, then you can access that there, because I think it's worth you listening to at some point. But there is this prophecy in motion, and we've been actually walking with this prophecy for many years, because many years ago, when our community was rather young, I was guided to bring our Native American church down into Mapia, and so the Hiawaskanderos could meet with those of the Native American church. So there was an alliance that was formed during that time, and that was when the eagle and the condor prophecy began to really get more activated in our lives and enlightening us to the roles that we were being asked to take very humbly and in service to that prophecy and to those original caretakers of this planet who were given that prophecy. So it's been quite a walk. So Ken and I, after we finished there and were totally lit up and inspired by some of what was coming out of that, so that we could set up systems that would allow us to really protect our sacred sites and find ways to turn the management of these sacred sites back into the caring hands of the original peoples. We were excited that there was a new currency called Philo. I think it's Philo currency, which is really a currency based on the food and has relations with the earth. So that people can enter that restored economic system with a different perception with what life and currency is all about. You see, when she told me about the fountain, she told me about a system that really where we all sit at the table and every one of us comes to the table with our own currency. That currency might be my healing abilities. That currency might be land that I'm guardian over and that can open itself to prayer or ceremony or habitat. It might be a currency of communication and those kinds of skills. It might be money as a currency. It might be prayer as their currency. It might be certain practices of currency. Everyone comes to the table with their currency, their authentic expression of their souls. And that's what we're meeting at these tables. And then when you sit down at the table and you see what is the currency that's gathered at the table, then you have an opportunity to see how to bring all of that together in a collaborative action that's based on reciprocity, so that all is a give and a take. It's a full round circle of life that serves and is served. And then that way everybody is taken care of and there's balance again that returns to the planet. what I was shown during our meeting in Annapolis, which kind of was, it was a, an awakening for me of sorts, another level of understanding arrived, that when the when colonization started to move across the planet, the first things that happened, or some of the earlier things that happened, was churches got built on the, many of these sacred sites, or these sacred sites got fenced away from the original people so they could no longer access them. And now what's happening is that there's really an active, what they call the black snake, which are the oil companies. They're literally coming into our sacred sites in order to push next what they need. That's where we can't go that way anymore. We must take a stand like we did at Standing Rock. We must give voice for the children that are coming behind us. As this young Swedish girl that was 12 years old went to DeVos this year and said, you know, I'm asking you to be grown-ups, and I'm asking you to please take a moment and look what you're doing to this planet. It's hurting our future. I'm here to remind you to come back to your hearts and back to relationship with yourselves. We need you to do that now. So this was the message and how things were rolling. And what I saw was that when we put our churches, when we closed off, when we shut down those sacred sites, our economy went, that original economy went upside down. So now what we're about is turning it right side up again. And how do we go to do that? Well, we just listen to the earth, because she's got a plan. And and it's really amazing to be able to walk with this and to witness her plan unfolding. So with all of that said, Ken and I got on our ponies and we headed to Colombia. There was going to be, down in Colombia, a gathering for the first time that was going to be pulling 52 spiritual elders and medicine peoples of high regard together that represent 52 lines, and there are a little over 100 of these traditional lines across South America. Over half of them were there represented in this council, along with a representative from Guatemala and a representative from Brazil. And the Fountain and Forum 21, which is Kin's foundation, and ICCS, which is an organization that was founded in India and is a service organization, one I'm told is one of the largest not-for-profits on the planet. We were the ones that were helping to bring some of the funding that would help to set this in motion. So it was a closed council. And of all the gatherings that I've been to, it was remarkable. The people have arrived and they were talking about, we are family. We found ourselves coming down the road and we met. We said we would meet here and here we are. And we're ready to stand up and give voice for this planet. And there was a need, immediacy, of let's get this done quick. We must move and we must stay at attention. We must move in mindful ways. We must move now. At the same time that this council was going forward, there was a big resistance movement with all of the indigenous people across Colombia, and they say that they're very, very strong there, and they close main roads and thoroughfares that would bring produce and things into the country. So the government really listens when these resistances go on a high wave like this. It can also get challenging. People have to be really courageous. Some get killed, some get hurt. It can turn into difficult, challenging moments like that. While we were there, it was more peaceful, but I heard later on that it got to be harder for some and some lives were lost. All of this was going on at the same time that this very historic moment was happening and this proclamation was being written and would be signed. And I will see if I can pull that up for you in just a minute, because I think it would be worth reading to you the proclamation. So we were in this meeting, all of us meeting together, getting to know each other, making right relations and deeper relations. Some knew each other, many didn't. It was so strong, and every day, everyone that was there was introduced themselves, where they came from, and what had brought them there, so that we could see the weaving that the earth was doing. And then we took it into high ceremony, and then we finally came with the proclamation, and then we had to say goodbye. And when all of that, and we left with an action moment happening. What we had come to in Annapolis got embraced by this council and then taken into high ceremony, which is the protocol of the fountain. We always listen for the earth's instruction. We then move on the earth's instruction. We take it to the elders to make sure that we are listening correctly in our attunement and alignment with the prayer that's in motion globally. And then we take it into high ceremony where we listen some more. So that's how it, that's the day, 3 days that we had there with these beautiful representatives of the earth. There was one young woman there that's a filmmaker that I just totally connected, and our hearts connected, and I just fell in love with her. She felt like a daughter of mine, and she's really on her pony. She's moving around the planet, and she's making the most beautiful film that really speaks to nature and its wisdom and some of the challenges that she are being affected by her right now. Through the extraction kind of moments that she's having to deal with. And she also has been visiting with elders around the planet around the Condor Eagle prophecy. And so we're hoping at some point that we can really pull her in, because one of the pieces that came out of Annapolis is that it's time now to present the epic story. What is this new story that's coming forward, and to put it in film so that people can really connect to it and their hearts can open to what's happening for themselves and how insignificant every single person is in this story. So I feel like, you know, the mother again was weaving. She was weaving us. I feel like that we came out, and the four of us, the Forum 21, the ICCS, the Fountain, and CEE, which is where Mindahi works, and he is in a program that Corinna Gore is heading up in the University of Columbia in New York, and he is the director of the Original Caretakers. So all of us are coming together behind this motion, so that we will be moving now. Some of the activity that they've said to us is that we'll be moving now to create a second gathering that will happen now in Upper State New York in either September or October of this coming year. And we're following the prophecy to who will be there. So it will really be bringing the eagle, the condor to the eagle in the next part of what happens and what unfolds. So we're just now beginning to set up meetings and start to catch what needs to happen and how to serve that intention. The very last part, they're forming a grandmother's council there. And so the elders asked if they could meet with me. It was the very last thing I did before we got on the bus to leave. And and so I was really humbled by that. They said to me, "Jyoti, we're just starting this council, and for what you've done in helping bring grandmother councils around the planet, could you tell us, what would you give us as advice? What suggestions would you make?" And I said to them, "Wow, that's such a good question." I said, "I think if I look back at all of, not just the council, but everything that we're doing right now, everything that's going on the planet, that the most significant thing right now is that as your council grows its light, and it definitely will, as it gets brighter, you're going to have a challenge from that darker energy, because it's going to show us where we have our cracks or where we have our places that still need healing. And when anything tries to come into the circle that wants to divide or separate or cause mistrust, just when you smell it, you want to identify it, not personalize it. And you want to raise it up and take it into ceremony and seal your container again, because that's how we will march forward in with a unity consciousness. And that's required as the key to the keyhole. Unification is necessary for us to get to the next dimension. I was very humbled to be able to sit with all these incredible people, their wisdom, their passion for life and for the mission that they carry, the respect and regard that they gave to each and every one that was gathered there, and the differences that we all held and the voice that we came to bring, showing what when we have such a diverse field of flowers, when we all gather and honor that diversity, the beauty of that moment gets more visible. So we left there. Now, I want to back up just a little bit, because in December of last year, we had a fountain gathering there to meet with our new team and to really envision where we're going next. And that's what really started this march that I've been describing to you. There was a man named Mama Lorenzo. He comes from the Arawaki, one of the four original people. He's an amazing, beautiful person. And he's been marked by this council that I've just been describing as one of their messengers. And his name that they've given him in English is Messengers of the Gods of the Earth. He's just a beautiful, humble spirit that has quite a story, because many of the mamos, if you know, are usually seen before birth or in utero or when they're caught. And when they're caught, then they're taken down to the elders and they live in the caves till they're 9 years old. And then they go through this set of exams to see if that vision that they came with that marked them as a mamo has fully opened itself. And if it hasn't, then they go back in for at least 9 years. And I have met some that stayed in there for 28. Well, that cultivates a very different consciousness, which I have come to sit and learn from and be in service to. Mama Lorenzo was different than that, because he wasn't seen at birth. He was a young man, around 13, I think, 12 or 13 years old. I need to verify that. When God came and sat on him, and he went into a deep, deep state that lasted for almost 3 months. And when he came out of it, they began to call him Mama Lorenzo. So Mama Lorenzo, while in our final day of gathering, he received a message that staff needed to come to the fountain. And in order to really gain the clarity and the focus we needed for the next part of this march. So he went back home. He consulted with the elders. They came back and said, you need to consult with the spiritual authority of Greenland, and that spiritual authority is the spirit of that land that oversees all of what we're doing through this work with the Eagle Condor prophecy. And so Mindahi had an elder that he knew in Greenland, so he called him and he said, we need to know, what are your power animals there? Well, the power animals there were the eagle, one of the largest on the North American continent and South American continent, from what I've been told, the polar bear, the whale, and the spider, which is what brings unification, and a web of life that connects us all. And so we brought this information back to Mama Lorenzo. He took it back in the consultation, and the elders came back and said, you need 8 staff. There'll be four, with the male and the female of each of these power animals on the top of that staff. That will bring the balance to where this needs to go next. So Mindahi was in Colombia and got connected with gentleman there that his way is work, his medicine is working with sacred staff. He's also a carver. So Mindahi staffs got made and those animals got put on there. I was to bring sacred wood from our land. Loretta, afraid of Bear Cook, had had a dream just before the December meeting, which she hadn't told me about until after the meeting when she heard about the staff. And in this dream, she was presented a staff and told that she needed to get this staff. And a couple of days later, she went into the sacred store called Prairie Winds there in Rapid City, South Dakota, and there was the staff. So that staff went with me to Columbia, along with a staff that were going to be made out of redwood and cedar. And I carried them down there. We got them. The gentleman was at the gathering, and so Mindahi's staff were put in the fire to listen to the direction of the fire and the peoples while we were gathered there around that sacred fire. And my staff, they put us through some ceremonial steps and protocols, and then they wrapped them in their sacred flag. And he took them off to get them prepared and to carve the female side of these eight. Now we gathered them up, and we went over to, after we left the council gathering, we went to see Mama Lorenzo and met with him, and he took us through some different practices to start the activation of these staff, and now all eight of them are with him in one of the houses of original thought. Now, let me explain what that is. As we get these small groups of elders going to restore and reactivate the sacred sites, at the same time, the earth is asked that at least 13, and I believe it's just the base, there'll be many, many more, but there'll be 13 houses of original thought. And one of those first ones, now Mama Lorenzo has two, one for the women and one for the men on his property, and our staffs are sitting in one of those now because he's traveling in Chile. When he comes back, he'll go into 9 days of deliberation with the staff to see what do they want and how do we care for them, what are our next steps with them. In the meantime, I lost my train of thought, sorry. So much pouring in here, and there's a lot that they're wanting me to share with you, and I'm just trying to make sure that I capture all the pieces so you can put them in your basket and take them into your dreams, because this is a collaborative moment for us all. So with those eight steps, there'll be that. When he gets back from Chile, he's going to listen to them and get the instructions for them. And then we brought with us, when we went there, a woman whose line it is to walk with sacred staff. And so she went with us so she can care for them until we get back. Mindahi and Ken and I will be going to Peru in July, the first week of July. And so that's when we'll probably go to Colombia and meet with Mama Lorenzo and see what are the next protocols, the next steps, what the staff are needing next, and how do we tend to that. So that's how, when we finished with all of this, then we got on an airplane and came back to California. They went to New York. We had about 4 or 5 days to kind of prepare ourselves and catch up with what we needed to at home. And then we went to the Grounded Summit that Julia Jackson announced her new foundation through a summit called Grounded, which was also going to be the name of her foundation. And it was all centered and focused on climate change. So now Mindahi and Ken were there presenting to people like Jerry Brown, who we had dinner with, the president of Iceland, who is there, very inspiring man with what he's doing in Iceland and what they're doing for the waters, for the earth itself, and through community. They had representatives from Sonoma County because it's the Jackson Winery where the land was, where all this was happening. We had remarkable representatives. There were invited in representatives. Most of them are some that heard of Grounded and came, but they represented not-for-profit organizations, philanthropists. A little bit of everything was there. For Mindahi and Ken then to say from stage exactly what the earth was wanting to give voice to and where we were needing to find right partners that are coming together because of this prophecy, because of the mission the earth is putting us all together to do, and to respond to it from that place. So, that and then Mindahi and I went up to our Crystal Mountain where all of this started in 1995, as Darlene was telling you at the beginning of this story, and laid down our prayers of thanks there for this path and the way that it walked us and the way that we've had such an amazing group of people that have been willing to listen and to dream the impossible and to make the impossible possible, and to step out of the box of understanding so we could grow a new one that would be more inclusive, that would bring us back to that original ground where we started, because that's, you know, the Kogi say that the ending is falling into the beginning, and the beginning will roll out in 2026 with those individuals, those organizations, those initiatives and movements that are based on original principle of heart and unity, reciprocity, and all life is sacred. And so that's what they say. You must listen to the news. You must listen to what's falling down to stay informed, but stay focused on that which is breaking through. And so I get to humbly be a voice for some of that which is breaking through that I get to witness, that we are a part of, that this community has helped to grow and is standing strong in this motion. And I give great thanks for you for that. That you had that kind of heart, that you had that kind of courage, that you had that kind of passion for life. I give great thanks for each and every one of you because I get to be this voice that gets to come back and report to you what your motion is doing. I don't want that to get lost, that you are that significant and you are making a difference. And this is the best way to respond to the moment of challenging time that we are in, because we're all making a vote for what counts for Mother Earth, for the celestial realms, for the star nation, the way that it's intervening in so many ways. There is an intervention. There is a divine plan, and every one of you is part of it. Don't lose heart. Open it. So I just want to say that much. So, you know, it's called listening to the earth, and I hope that I have reported this story in a way that you can hear the involvement of the earth, and her spirit is strong, and she is clear, and she is birthing us into a new dimension. Let it be that way, let it be that way, let it be that way. So now I want to step back and I want to hear from you. I want to hear of inspirations that you have or ideas or whatever your heart wants to sing about tonight. So you've got to remember, push number one on the phone so that you can... Margene can hear you, see your hand and call upon you. So Margene, are you there, ready for that?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. Chris, we have Chris. Your mic is open.
Ah, thank you so much for this deeply beautiful and soul-inspiring presentation. It is so humbling and inspiring to hear about your travels and to touch into what is being birthed and to know that as I do my ceremony offering daily to the earth, that it connects with all the people around the earth who love life, who love our planet, who love each other, and vote for life. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for those ceremonies. They help us. You know, our ceremonies are strong when we put them all together. They're strong by themselves, and they're amazingly strong when we put our hands together, huh?
Absolutely. And when our hearts join, it's unstoppable.
You got it.
So how can we stay and follow what you're doing?
Well, you can go to the new website, thefountain.earth.
Okay,
I think they're going to start doing blogs there. I also know that I'm going to be doing some things with the mothership so that we'll have Jyoti chats on there that I can keep up with people and just keep sharing that voice of some of what I know as I ride my pony. I'm 71 today, so, you know, don't know how long I can ride the pony.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's yummy to be able to celebrate it with all of you. It's just beyond the richest of all, so thank you. So, I think it takes every single one of us to stay in touch. You get inspirations, let us know. This is how we move down the highway and have since 1995 together. So I never, people say, do you have a plan? I don't have a plan. My only plan is to show up, be present in the moment, and follow what she tells me to do with my day.
And that's the most beautiful and empowered place. You're living the paradigm shift.
And yes, ma'am, we are.
So inspiring to those of us who are learning how to do that. Because I just want to share, while you were talking, this beautiful storm rolled into where I am in Wisconsin, and there was a flash of lightning and lots of thunder. And the CEO said, yes, woohoo!
Oh, I like that. The lightning beings, they say that's White Eagle. He walks close with me. He's the chief of the lightning beings.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you all.
Thank you for your inspirational sharing. Are there others out there?
No, not for now.
Well, while the angels are flying through, that's what my old ones tell me, that when it's silent like this, so I will be quiet for just a moment and let the angels fly through to touch us all. I'm also thinking in that moment as they fly through, I'm thinking of Shitek Scott, this young man that was at Unity Concert with his whole family, and he's got the guardians of the earth, and the earth guardians, I think is their name, and I know, and he's activated millions of kids all over this planet, and he, along with a handful of youth, have taken our government to court. And everybody thought that was going to be silly, but you know what? It's working. They're getting their day in court, and it's that kind of seed living in the youth that are coming behind us that is so off the charts inspiring. And they are clear. They're not angry. they're clear and they're focused, and they may speak about something with a fierceness at times, but they say such clarity in that fierceness. They're not throwing anger around. They're using that moment to garnish what they need to carry things forward and to bring good result. I am amazed by the action of these youth and humbled by it. I just want to think of them in this moment, too, because they're listening to the earth.
Thank you, Jyoti. There is Skybird.
Hey, Skybird.
Hello, dear.
Hi, my darling. It's been a while. I miss you.
I miss you, too. And I am so moved by this story. Come back to thinking of the agreements we made before we put on skin, and here we are again, and feeling like just so grateful for all this work that's going on and wanting to jump right in, be there with it.
Come on, swim. The water's fine.
And happy birthday. Yay!
One more year.
Yes. Grateful for that. And thank you for sharing your birthday with all of us.
My pleasure. You're the gift. You're the gift.
So I just wanted to express my gratitude for you and for all this work that's been done and for all the spirits and ancestors and the message that each one of us matters. Each one of us came here to do a part of this. So,
Thank you, Skybird. I look forward to the next time we can sit in person together.
Yes, I look forward to that as well. Love you.
Love you back. Is there anybody else out there? Your heart, I can feel a heart leaping right now.
There's George.
Hey, George.
Your mic is open.
Yes, thank you. My tears have been flowing as I listened to you, Jyoti, and wondered what words of wisdom you might have for some of your brothers who are still... I've been talking with this brother, friend of mine here in Sonoma County, about money, chasing money. The relationship, it seems that we men are more interested in business and doing business deals, and the women know about and cultivate relationships with one another, with all their relations. And I'm reminded of the Christian master, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, as ye obviously are doing, and all things will be given unto you. Few of us have this kind of faith to go forward with no control about what resources come from, where, and so forth.
Well, George, thank you so much for your heart and for your sharing, for your vulnerability and for your strength. And I'm glad to know you're living over here. We need to sit down. Let's dream and talk. Let's make it happen. You know, it takes all of us, and I never know what's going to happen the next day. I've just been astounded, like I've just shared, with this last month that has unfolded itself, and the magic and the momentum with which things are really growing now in a really strong way. So you just give me a call sometime, send me an email, and we'll make it happen, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Audrey. Audrey, your mic is open.
Thank you. Good evening. And Jyoti, my sister, happy birthday.
Thank you. And kisses to you.
And Stuart's here with me.
Hello,
Mary. Oh, yay, Stuart.
So I think some prayers to you. Let the Holy Ones lift you up as you go on a new journey. So excited for you, for everything that you do. You bring the light to all of us. And we need more bright light. Not LEDs. Not LEDs. More human light. So bless you.
Aw, bless you back.
Great. So I want to thank you for this and thank you for all of your writing that you've been doing over the past months. It's been hard to keep up with you. I did get to hear you. I did talk to Valerie and they did know that you were safe, which was good. And I talked to Darlene after Guerneville and that was good. And I did know everyone there was safe as I looked in every once in a while and saw. And as you talked about the angels whispering, they whispered in my ear and said, give her back 3 or 4 months. Give her back 3 or 4 months. See if she'll negotiate with you on that. So I'm looking and saying, oh, November through February is a good time. And it will get longer as time goes on. But it was that there was a presence of time that was yours. And so we can talk at another time about what that looked like.
Okay, you have my curiosity. It'll be after we get back from Egypt.
Exactly. And so we'll get to spend that time together, and maybe we can dream there as we're laying down new prayers.
Absolutely. What a wonderful thought. I'll keep that prayer door open for you.
There you go.
And anyone else out there that wants to join us on the Nile.
But thank you again for all that you do. And the blessing that Stuart's given you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you back. I love you guys. This is the richness of our family, of our global family, that we have this kind of richness is a real blessing. There are many out there that I get up and pray for every day that I know are really in a harder place because they don't have community. And they're sitting all alone in this moment, and that's hard. That's hard karma. So, you know, I just want us all to remember and not take for granted this amazing blessing the Mother has given to us. She's entrusted us with something. She cherishes. Aren't we the lucky ones? So I want us to pray always for those that aren't as fortunate so they can find their way into that place where light is. And warm themselves and open their hearts again. Because that's how evolution will move us. We all have to go through the bardos. We all had to have a time in them. It's how consciousness moves itself and ripens itself, at least in the way I know it. So, anyone else want to share?
Yes. Noel, your mic is open.
Ah, happy birthday, Jyoti.
Thank you, my love.
Thanks for praying for me so I can feel better and do great things like go down to the Santa Barbara Commission and have the Santa Barbara Standing Rock Coalition, you know, just jump on board with, that prayer that we have to keep it in the ground and just that it's everyone and that we can just learn from people like go watch that movie Aware, A Dream of Standing Rock, if you haven't seen it. And all these things, and the further I try to run away, the more the Holy Mother, the same one you have, chases me down and just says, do this, do that. It's so great, and I'm so happy, and I just want to thank you for being my teacher. And thanks, Margene, you know, for letting me come through this call and just wishing you a happy birthday. Really hope Darlene wants to sing that song at the end of this for you. And thanks, everybody. Bless your lives.
Bless your life, too. And, whoa, keep us in the loop about how what happens with all of that. You know, that's what Darlene was talking about at the first when we get this mothership going, because we're really going to, we really want to list all the ones that we know and all the different places where y'all are working for the planet and working for your communities. I think there's going to be a surprise for everybody to see the wealth of service that's going on and flowing from this well of the mothers. So thank you for doing that good work there in Santa Barbara, and I hope it keeps getting stronger.
Thank you.
We have Michelle. Michelle, your mic is open.
Thank you, Marjean. Happy birthday, Joy T.
Thank you.
Many, many blessings to you. And I love how you share, and in the way that you share what comes through you and how you're guided, because in that I can learn so much, and we all learn so much about how to allow the mother to guide us in our path. I also wanted to share that when I could, I tried to check in and light a candle with you while you're on your trip in Colombia. And I believe
good.
It was when you returned, I had a beautiful, amazing dream that was very Latin American and prehistoric. It was very happy alpacas. They were running in sort of a figure eight on a mountain, and what looked to be like somewhere in Peru or something. And I woke up and just wrote Pachamama alpaca water healing. So I feel
wow.
that relates to the work that you were doing there. I mean, I didn't put it together till I heard you talking about the fountain and in this call. So I had to go get my dream journal and find it. But,
wow.
Yeah. So I wanted to, there were rainbows. And when I looked up alpaca, it just was talking about the relationship the alpaca has to the Divine Mother. So she loves her alpacas. They were very happy.
Yeah. And the mountain spirits love them too. They're really strong mountain spirits in Peru that just, they just seem to have such a deep relationship. They play with each other a lot.
And I
beautiful
resonate with
dream.
That one. So thank you.
Okay. She might be calling you one of those mountain spirits. They're strong
I
ones.
Thank you.
Valerie, your mic is open.
Hi, Jyoti.
Hi, Valerie.
Thank you for your sharing and your story. I also love the way you share everything, and I'm just so excited to be able to be a part of this. And I was looking at, working on Facebook and just seeing all the different people that are joining and following Center for Sacred Studies, all of a sudden maybe 1,000 new connections in a period of 2 weeks. So I can see the birthing and the connecting, how important it is to connect like this. And thank you for sharing your birthday with us. And I was getting a lot of promptings from different people about another Calling All Nations ceremony, but this time the idea is from like the collective consciousness. Another person that was dreaming the same thing as we had that ceremony at Sonoma State University with all nations and all the sacred hoop of people from all directions in one place at one time. And so this person approached me about their idea about igniting the sacred hoop and to have a ceremony going on, but also at the same time having like the Earth Guardians there and some of the people standing up for the Earth in one place where it's at you know, where the, we can have a dialogue and people could go to workshops and different things. So that just has come up and is cooking. So
okay.
And
you wanted to do that here in California, or did they have a place that was coming through with that dream?
In California, maybe. We don't know.
Okay. Well, let's keep dreaming. Let me know how it grows itself, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I just want to make sure we're running out of time here, and my husband is going to take me out to my birthday dinner, and I must say to you guys, I really didn't plan it this way. It's really the last Wednesday of the month, and I didn't even think about that when we set it up that way, but I must tell you it's been delicious to receive all your love and your sweetness to me tonight. So I want to say humbly thank you for that. So I just want to check, Marjean, are there any more hands? Because I don't want to leave anybody out, but I also want to be conscious of the hour.
There's three more person. There's Misha. Misha, your mic is open. Okay. Misha?
Hello?
Oh.
There you are.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Misha?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I actually don't need to share because I want GOT to go and have her birthday dinner with Russell. So I can say happy birthday. Much, much love and deep wells of oceanic gratitude to you and your walk and who you are.
Aw, back at you. Thank you so much.
Okay. So there is Rita. Rita, your mic is open.
Thank you. Birthday greetings, spring greetings from Eugene, Oregon. Jyoti, happy birthday, happy birthday. And just to let you know, as you're maybe watching your twinkling birthday candles glow, know that we had sprinkles of thunder and even lightning, and now a brilliant blue sky with incredible clouds that are just turning into all kinds of ice cream castle shapes. So a little bit of everything for everyone. Thank you, Jyoti, for tethering your pony long enough to share stories of your travels. And I look forward to the replay so that I can really remember the names of the different organizations and fountains and et cetera, et cetera. Thank you for pollinating and spawning so much and sharing it the way you do.
Well, thank you. It takes all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have done it without the we.
Okay.
Woo!
We have Shona. Shona, your mic is open.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Okay, happy birthday, Jyoti.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you for all that you do, and especially for the Black Hills Unity concerts. I loved volunteering every 4 years, or the 4 years there, and that has become a beautiful family to me. And so I just totally love it and support it. And I won't take too long. I just want to say I'm interested in the ministry program, and I am wondering if I could talk to someone in person this month, or maybe if Darlene and Marjean want to stay on the line or something, someone could just email me so I could like talk to someone and ask questions.
Absolutely, because we're right there at that line to decide if we're going to have enough for the class. to go forward. So anybody out there that's even thinking about it, let your heart, that means your heart's nudging you somewhere, pay attention. You know, it's like everything else we put down. And I don't know how long the mother will offer these classes. I think she's got a certain number in mind, and when she has those ministers ready, then, you know, we're going to be working on the planet. But I don't know. I thought Stargate was going to be 1 year, and now it's 30, you know, 20 some odd years later. So what do I know, right? But just pay attention, I guess, is what the message is. So, yes, Marjean, can you please stay on with her when we hang up so that we can make sure that we get all her right information and we get her to Darlene?
Yes. Absolutely.
And to Darlene and Haneo, I would probably give her both of those, and that way she can go ahead and talk to both.
Okay. Yeah. No
okay. Problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely, my darling. Come on. The march is here. Let's do it. We're having, you know, in the middle of all of this, we are enjoying our relations. And that's where the heart of everything comes back to. So come dance with me, come march with me, come sing with me, come play with me, come pray with me, you know. I'm an old woman and the next generation needs to take this baton and move it on. That's my prayer. So with that in mind, I'm going to bring us to a close tonight. So thank you for allowing me to take up this kind of time in your personal private moment there at home. And I want to say, Mother, Father, God, I want to give great thanks to you. I want you to touch my sister Darlene, because I know she's probably dropped off this call a little bit early so she could get on down that road and take care of this stepdad of this adopted dad of hers. You wrap him in your arms and you carry him gently back to you and touch that family in the way that they might need you. And through that act, might any others that are coming back to you at this moment in time, and our relatives there are sitting and taking care of them, the way you trained us up, the way you taught us how to be present at such significant moments in life, how to be present in every moment of life, because they're all significant. Thank you, Creator, for everyone that circled up here and for those that are live with me now and those that are going to listen to this later. May it be like a ripple that moves out and through, so that it can touch all the many places you want it to touch, Creator. We're offering this prayer up to you, this action up, our hearts up, our love up like that. Use it however you might need it, Creator. This creation is a wonder. And when we wake up inside of it and realize the beauty and depth of it and how we're all connected and how we are part of this beautiful creation, something else opens in our hearts, Creator, and love flows, and it's the strongest medicine you have here. It's a consciousness that breathes us, Creator, to let us breathe it deeply into ourselves so that full field of reciprocity can circle around in and out with each in and out breath that we take. And when those moments happen, when our humanness shows up and we sometimes slip into an unconscious act or statement or thought or deed, let us wake up quickly, Creator, so we can catch ourselves and say, oh, excuse me, let me get back in that place where I'm in alignment with my truth. Thank you, Creator, for this beautiful day, for the four elements and the spirits and the ones with skin and without skin that have gathered with us tonight so that we could pray this way. Thank you, Great Mother, for always watching after us, for giving us life and then showing us how to walk in it. Thank you to that first grandmother of them all, the one that dreamed us all here and is still dreaming us now. I want to give great thanks for our grandfathers, for the ones that protect life and watch after things so that we can allow the feminine to catch the vision and throw the seeds of possibility of life forward. Take the union of that masculine and feminine, the dance of that masculine and the feminine. They say what will bring life forward now is the masculine, the feminine, and the divine child. It is the three bringing something together in a whole nother expression of life. So for that creator, I give great gratitude. You brought me down this road for 71 years, creator. Maybe you're going to take me 71. Maybe you're going to take me one. I don't know. All I do know is that I want to be present with this one right here and right now. So help me find any of those places that might not be standing in that kind of moment. Then I know I will meet the presence of you more fully. And for that, creator, I will always sing blessings of praise and prayer and thankfulness, gratitude. So you flow out right now, creator. You touch every heart that's gathered here. Any place in them that they need touching, creator. Anything that's going to help lift them a little bit higher, creator, into the reality of their own authenticity, so they can fully allow your presence to walk and move and be animated as you put skin on and we get to witness. You be with them that way, creator. You let them see how you see them, the beauty that they are, the walking prayer that they are, the gift that they are, the life that they hold, and how cherished that is. I thank you, creator, for all these good thoughts, for all these good people, for all these good actions, and for how you keep us awake and help us stand in ourselves. Let us join our hearts. Let us join our hands. Let us join with you, always, creator, in a full moment of unity and thankfulness. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. I want to just say good night, everyone. You have a wonderful moment here with the rest of your day, wherever you're listening from. And take a moment when you get off the phone, if you will. Draw some of that water that you can drink that's so holy. And go out and see that sun going down. Or if it's already gone down, you meet that star nation. And you just take a moment to pray over that water and give great thanks. And then give the Mother Earth four drinks of water. And then take four for yourself. Have sweet dreams, and I'll see you in them. Good night, everybody. Would you open up our microphones, Marjean, so we can all say good night and hear the glory of our song together.
Call.
Yes.
Good night. Happy birthday. Rejoice in your birthday.